saw Paul meeting with the Ephesian elders for what he believed to be the last time. He knew with them, he speaks in words of universal application as he describes the church and the office of the holy ministry. The church in which we are members, the office to which we belong or are training ourselves for. And Paul mentioned the problem at Ephesus, problems which again are universal. It is an epitome of at least one part of the problems that the church has faced throughout all of its history. Woe from without. In this case, Judaism. People of the world. People substituting philosophy for theology. And the picture has not changed. They are not called by these terms, but they have these ideas. And they have these disruptive influences. And from within, men speaking perverse things. And again, unfortunately, not everybody within the institutional church is a member of the invisible church, is a member of the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and there is much going on within the church that tends to deflect it from its original purpose and goal. And Paul offers a solution to these problems. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. He commends these Ephesian elders. He commends all of his fellow co-laborers, including us, to the grace and to the word of His grace and to God. That is to place us under His care and His teaching in the same way Jesus rose from the cross. He commends us to God and to His word of grace, which is the power of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and it achieves certain fulfilling and wonderful results when we are commended and commend ourselves to God. The word of grace is able to build you up, to increase